Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, and thank you for joining us in the third and fourth hour today. We are now simulcasting live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Not only are we streaming this transmission out of the radio studio live, simulcasting on television, we also archive this for PrisonPlanet.tv members within a few hours of the show for a download. And so, again, thank you for joining us. This is the first live broadcast of the new year. It is January 2nd, 2009. We have 2 hours left spanning out before us. We've got Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com, with us for the next 20 minutes so we can finish taking your calls from Matt in the UK, Barry in California, Brian in Canada, Kim in Texas, and others. Then I'm going to get into all the hubbub about, does Barack Obama want your guns? The answer is he's voted for an absolute complete gun ban. When he was a state senator in Illinois and when he was a U.S. senator, he supported, of course, the absolute gun ban in D.C. And he calls that reasonable. And so he is the most anti-gun member of the Senate. And we're going to play some clips of Joe Biden and others and their sickening statements coming up later in this hour. But right now with Bob Chapman, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Matt in the United Kingdom, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, good evening, sir, and a happy gloomy new year for the Muslim in the UK. And hello, Bob. My question is for Bob. You mentioned, obviously, about high unemployment, obviously, in the US. I don't know if you've obviously read the news on Alex's website. Basically, we just lost, like, 25,000 people from the Woolworths Group. I don't know if they've got any in the US. What do you reckon will happen in the UK? Do you reckon that they'll put out UK troops when the people start to realize and riot?
Let me answer that and then have Bob answer it because I don't want to forget this point. They have announced in your major newspapers that they do have the British military ready for civil insurrection with the police, and the police have been drilling with your military quietly for decades. Now, publicly, that's been on British TV and in the British newspaper. Yes, Woolworths is the international department store chain. Bob Chapman, your comment.
As you said, this has been going on for a long time. The cordon is getting tighter and tighter in the UK. Unemployment is going up. The pound is under tremendous stress from failures in the banking system. I think it's going to get considerably worse. We cover England and other countries in the international forecaster very thoroughly. And so we have a lot of up-to-date news, and we get letters from people saying, gee, I live in England, and I didn't know that, which makes me feel good. But England is really in for trouble, and they have no weapons. They can't fight back. Some of these goofs even want to keep you from carrying a penknife in your pocket. Because they say the criminals are now using.
No, every week I see a story where people break in, they're raping, they're killing, and if somebody pushes a thief out a window or breaks a vase over their head, the police viciously charge them and send them to prison. I mean, what a predatory government where you can't defend yourself, the police can't and won't defend yourself, and they get very upset if a slave even fist fights back. They want the message, you're not allowed to defend yourself, and it's an island country. Look at the globalists, what they just did to Iceland. British banks owned their private central bank and just won't give the people their own deposits, and the people have been rioting successfully there against the private Federal Reserve system.
Now, that's true, and if I was living in England, I would emigrate.
Yeah, I think island nations that don't have a lot of good agriculture because of their northern climes, it is one of the worst places to live, is it not, Bob?
Absolutely. You get too many things working against you.
And you have a giant immigrant population that's been filled with by the establishment with hatred of England, so they can use the immigrant population as a weapon against the indigenous people of Britannia. All right, does that answer your question, Brian? Or
it's Matt. Yeah,
Barry.
Thanks so much, and happy new year to you guys.
Yeah, happy new year to you. Sorry to give you that news. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supplies. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv on this January 2nd, 2009 edition. Bob Chapman with us for the rest of this segment. I want to go to Barry, Brian, Kim, Scott, Ronnie, James, and others right now. Then I'm going to get into a bunch of other news we haven't detailed yet and the situation we face with the disarmament of the American people. That's what the military has been quietly trained for decades, and we're now hurtling towards that eventuality. But thank God the people have now discovered this, have now found out about it. They know about Barack Obama's voting record, and they are waking up and buying firearms and ammunition in droves. The gun culture is being revived like the phoenix out of the ashes. And I think if you have courage out there and get the word out, and if the police and military, at least portions of them, stick with the people, we may be able to avert this. But regardless, we're going into the future, and it is going to be a rocky time. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Canada. Brian, you are on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Holding up pretty good under Dictator Harper here, all things considered.
That's right. For those that don't know, not only are scores of towns in the United States under 24-hour curfew for the citizens, from Arkansas to Oklahoma, to areas in Kentucky, and we played a clip of that on Wednesday for people that didn't believe it from CNN, Up in Canada, for now a month, the Queen has declared basically political martial law. Reuters reported that she basically secretly ran the country, and that when Parliament was getting ready to kick Harper out, she just came in and trumped them all with her ace of spades. Go ahead.
Well, I know that me, for myself, I made the personal decision to prorogue all of my bills and obligations until the end of January. What the heck, you know? I'd like to make some predictions on the coming year. I noticed going out and trying to procure myself some DVDs and books that up here in Canada, it looks like there's some censorship going on. I had at least two video stores specify to me that they had a phone call where they were requested to have Endgame, your video, Alex, sent back. So I know that things are being taken off the shelf. They're trying to put us back to sleep. I know I can let all the info warriors making comments on the internet know that they'll continue to be harassed, they'll continue to block you, and they'll continue to actually try and copy us like somebody tried to do to me this year. I caught him with my French, so I enjoyed that one quite a bit. But it kind of gave me a kind of inspiration, too, when they come on with their comments and say, well, all of yous are goofy idiots and none of this matters. Well, if it didn't matter, you wouldn't have to go and find some Frenchman to try and imitate me.
I appreciate your call. Let me break that down. The hardest place for us in the world, not Japan, not Australia, not Germany, not Russia, not Mexico. My videos ship out to all those places, no problem. UPS, FedEx, we've jumped through all these hoops. We mail our stuff in bulk so it can go through customs in Canada. They'll break it. They'll smash it. They'll mail it back to us. I've gone through Canadian customs. They knew exactly who I was, interrogated me for 15 hours, screaming at me, telling me I was evil. And the Canadians have no idea how controlled their society is. Bob Chapman?
The last time I was in Canada, I was held for 4 hours and was sent through the same crap that you did. And I will never return to that country.
They love it. I mean, it's like being... When you see some film about 1984, the way Secret Police Act, just laughing at you, I've got you, and I'm sending you to prison, you piece of bleeping garbage. And they're just like, and they just revel in their black uniforms, just laughing at you when you're cornered in there. I mean, you just can't imagine, and it's going to be like that here in the U.S. It is so sad, Bob.
It certainly is, and, there was no reason for it. They just do what they want to do. You're on the list, and they take particular relish in working on me because I used to work for the government and I had a very responsible position. Yours is different. You're more outspoken and more circulated than I am. But they don't forget. Anywhere I go in the world, I put up with the same thing.
This is the global government. Absolutely amazing. And again, the Canadian people are great folks. That's why this evil's been able to grow, because they're naive. They don't know what's happened. How does the government find this type of scum who just enjoys abusing people and treating good people like crap?
I don't know, but obviously they have no trouble doing so. I think a lot of them believe in what they're doing, but they don't understand what the problem is. And when you try to discuss it with them, which I'm sure you did, they said, we just do what we have to do, what we're told to do.
They don't even say that. They scream and laugh and say, shut up, and then demand you answer a question. When you do, they scream and say, I said, shut up. And then they say, you're going to one of our prisons. We can't wait. Do you know what we do to you in our prisons? And they just love the evil. They love hurting freedom. They love and I know why Endgame. We know that Google.ca, for most people, it says unavailable now. Also in France, most of my videos are unavailable. You've still got to go to Google.com to get to the U.S. servers. A lot of those are blocked worldwide. Endgame covers the fact that they basically kidnapped me for 15 hours until international media found out. And so the film starts with them kidnapping me, and so I guess that's why they don't want Endgame up in Canada.
In all probability.
Well, the answer is, folks, get Endgame, smuggle it in, do whatever you have to, and then make thousands of copies and give it to your whole neighborhood. Don't let them stop you. And let folks know this is a suppressed video. You know, I mean, use that against them, the fact that it is suppressed, that it is banned, that they don't want you to have it. You know, we still ship to Canada, but we lose money on it because most of the packages don't make it. I want listeners in Canada to know that. And we've done tests. We've mailed the films from other locations with another business name. No problem. They go straight through. Everything we do is flagged. And so, you know, we even have a subsidiary company. We'll change the name to that to try to get through. And then Canadians can't believe they're living in a country where it's so censored. Let's go ahead and talk to Kim in Texas. Kim, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Kim, you must be listening to the radio.
Oh, no, I'm here. I'm sorry. Yes, hi, Alex. Hi, Bob. Yes, I'm calling you. I'm from Houston. And I have a question. My husband's a truck driver. And we've been, you know, affected in a lot of ways. You know, we have our good months, and then we have most of the time it's bad months. And I was just wondering, where do you see that industry, you know, heading?
Right down the toilet.
Well, over 70% of what we use in America goes by trucks on the road. And as the economy slows down, you know, less trucking will need to be used to transport goods. And so I see it in a recession and eventually, like the remainder of the economy, in depression simply because of the reduction in the shipment of goods.
Yes, and on top of that, they sold, and I appreciate your call, Kim. I'm getting the feedback, so I'm going to let you go. They sold the truck driving industry first on putting transponders in, companies tracking their trucks. Now a lot of states are trying to pressure companies and the feds to put that in as part of trusted trader, trusted traveler, especially if you go to these international commerce points that they've built, these inland ports and others. Now what's happening is the state police are getting federal databases where they pick on the smaller firms and leave the big firms alone. And the police aren't even told this. It's just in the database. And so they're going to have subsidies for the big companies, and they're going to bankrupt most of the small ones. So, again, that's what this command and control economy is about, destroying it by design and only allowing certain sectors of industries to survive. Bob?
I agree with that, and that's a part of what I call the corporatist fascist state. The concentration of industry in the hands of the Illuminati in every sphere. And this is what they're after. And, of course, during that process, they'll get rid of the small businesses as quickly and as efficiently as they can.
This is the control. You see, Walmart is the sharecropper company store. And that's why, as the economy goes down, they become more wealthy. Because, again, they're not competing fairly. They have slave labor and slave goods and Chinese currencies devalued, so no one can compete. They have strategic deals with the infrastructure there, so no one can compete with it. And so that's why their profits are way up and everything else is in the toilet. Then everything else goes bankrupt, and all you have left is Walmart. That's why they're part of the national security infrastructure. That's why they're part of the infrastructure protection system. And that's why Walmart does the drills of forced inoculations, the Roundup drills, which we told you about a decade ago. Now it's mainstream news. Walmart is going to be, and Walmart distribution centers are going to be used as FEMA camp distribution centers. Sounds fun, doesn't it, Bob?
It's terrible. And it just goes on and on, and we're here to report it. And you people, you've got to know about it, and you've got to get those videos, and you've got to get them out to everybody so everybody will understand what they're up against.
Absolutely. Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. I want to get you back up next week, every week that we're able to have you on and able to stay on the radio. It's a real blessing from God, and I hope folks will visit your site. We've got it up on prisonplanet.tv screen right now. Take care, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Folks, when we tell you, and it's been in the mainstream news, that my websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, are censored by government systems, especially overseas, when we tell you that our videos are being censored, when we tell you people are being arrested for passing out my videos in the United States and give you, you know, the news articles where it's in the mainstream press with the news reporting like it's no big deal, it's already here. I'm just a big fish. They're afraid to come after me right now because they don't want to startle people. That's down the road. This is classical, hardcore, ultra tyranny. This is foreign banks hijacking the U.S., looting everything, and they plan to use paramilitary, brainwashed police and military to enforce this. We have to stand up against it. We have to ring the alarm bell. We have to fight this tyranny and have courage.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
I'm just glad that in my little life,
many a young maid,
the dark side didn't win. It tried to get me, but I escaped it.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
I'm glad that I'm on the side of good.
The master tongued me in the spring of 25.
I thank God every day that I don't live under the New World Order's deception.
Alive.
And I've been given great discernment that intensifies every hour.
I was a sailor. I was born.
And I thank God every minute that I have this great sense of mission. And I know I'm in the right place in my life.
I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico.
And so I don't fear the great pain that's coming. I don't fear for my body. Because I know that my soul is in the right place.
But I'm living still.
And is saved forever.
I was a dam builder.
This life is a test.
Across the river deep and wide.
And before I hated the wicked,
where steel and water did collide.
Now I pity them.
A place called Boulder.
Because I realize they're deceived. And the vast majority of these vampires know not what they do.
They buried me.
That doesn't mean I don't fight them. I fight them that much harder. But I fight them with a clear mind. So again, thank you for joining us today on PrisonPlanet.tv as we simulcast the radio show. I'll continue with your phone calls later in the hour, but right now, I want to get into victim disarmament, the enslavement of the people. The final linchpin in the physical and financial domination of the United States and the Western world. The final piece of the equation that the enemy has failed miserably in accomplishing. But they are continuing with their operation despite that. You know, I have seven different clips, and we have these directly from the newscast, but I'm going to play clips of them from YouTube so that you know where you can go find them according to their title. The establishment counts on the public being ignorant. They count on the public not knowing the facts so they can be deceived. The media says it's a wild rumor that Obama wants your guns when he has the worst voting record in the Illinois State Senate and in the Federal Senate. And boy, that is quite a record with Joe Biden and Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer. He has lobbied for the D.C. gun ban, total gun ban, for the Chicago gun ban. He didn't just lobby, he helped write legislation to do it that is public. Even the handwritten legislation that was then put into legislation is public, and it's in these clips that we have. But the first clip I want to play is Joe Biden. First, it's Governor Richards being asked, and it's a YouTube reporter for CNN during the debates months ago, the Democratic vice presidential debates, and they are showing a citizen saying, well, here's my baby, here's my AR-15, you're not going to try to take it, are you? And when they cut to Biden, he go, oh, you're crazy, you're nuts, you're mentally ill, you don't deserve to have a gun. See, it's mentally ill for Biden for a citizen to have a semi-automatic rifle with a scary stock. But the SWAT teams, the police, the military on the streets, where we really should be afraid of guns, in the hands of government historically, that's a good thing. So we'll play this clip, come back and comment on it. Here it is.
Guns.
Good evening, America. My name is Jared Townsend from Clio, Michigan. To all the candidates, tell me your position on gun control, as myself and other Americans really want to know if our babies are safe. This is my baby, purchased under the 1994 gun ban. Please tell me your views. Thank you.
Governor Richardson, you have one of the highest NRA ratings.
The issue here, I believe, is instant background checks. Nobody who has a criminal background or is mentally ill should be able to get a weapon. That is the key. And that includes gun sales. That includes gun sales.
All right, stop
gun
right
trails.
There.
The
stop
key
right
is
there.
Going to be all.
We got a break. We're going to come back and go to Biden. Now, see, Richardson sounds more reasonable there, but he's not. It's that instant registration for confiscation they've done in every country. Now, when we come back, we're going to go to Biden, who just is shocked and amazed by a slave off the plantation. He's like somebody in the 1860s who would see a Native American with a rifle. That would have been scary. A slave? Somebody I want to exterminate with a gun? You know, get that gun out of that engine's hand. You know, get that gun out of that black man's hand. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at fuelsaverinc.com. Start saving on fuel today. 866-768-7811. Online, fuelsaverinc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain.
You know, when you don't care about others, you blind yourself.
The only thing that's real.
But when you do care about the universe around you,
tears a hole.
When you do realize you're connected to everything,
the old familiar.
The universe opens up to you, and that's what this broadcast is all about.
Try to kill it all away.
It's about,
but I remember,
truly living and being informed.
Everything.
You know, they say it's good when the military has weapons and uses them against people, unarmed civilians. They say it's good when the police taser people when they die. They say it's good when they wear black masks and beat their batons on their armor to intimidate the public. They say it's good when the police have been caught in Canada, in England, in Greece, in Australia, in Denver this year. Denver Post headline, the police attacked their own police officers so they could show the news cameras protesters attacking police so they could attack the crowds. They just caught them in Greece. dressed up, bashing out windows, attacking cars, so they could show it on the news saying, look, the protesters are attacking people's cars, when the protesters were really attacking government buildings, to try to swing the rest of the public in behind the criminal government that's literally grabbing all the infrastructure and handing it over to foreign banks. Why would the police all over the world want to stage terror attacks? That's what these provocateur attacks are, to demonize the public. Don't those officers know they're destroying their society? Well, no, their argument is with military tactics, because the police have now been militarized, just like the Army Field Manual states, it's been declassified, we've got to stage terror attacks. We've got to, you know, break trash cans, break windows, attack cars. The next step is staging larger terror attacks. See, that's how the mindset begins. They'll knock out a window. Why not blow up a building? To blame it on their political enemies. We got to fight dirty to win this fight. Now, I say all that in the context of, oh, we're safe when the police have machine guns, but we're not safe when the citizens have firearms. And then they try to spin it and say, well, we don't want people with fully auto. Well, number one is somebody who's pretty good with a rifle and a handgun. Let me just tell you, you don't want semi-auto. I mean, you don't want full auto unless you were in a machine gun nest with hundreds of troops charging you and you have a larger, you know, heavy machine gun. That's what that's for. What troops use in real combat generally, especially if they're trained properly, is the single tap or three round burst. And I found with a three round burst that it's not even as accurate as single fire. I mean, you can drive tacks with single fire with a three-round burst. Your first round is going to be good, but there's going to be some pull on the rifle, even if you're a master marksman with a three-burst. Back in the day when I was a real gun aficionado, you know, I've talked about how we go to these big gun training seminars, mainly police at them, so I had a chance to, you know, shoot quite a few fully automatics, and I also shooting with others that have the special tax tag for fully auto, and I just don't like fully auto. But the point is the media knows the public's ignorant, so they use that, and then they claim, oh, look at all these thousands of different types of, you know, rifles worldwide made. Let's ban them because they look like a fully auto. So this guy shows his semi-auto 223. It's got a scope on it. How scary, a slave. You know, the first gun laws were against black Americans in this country. You know, we can't have blacks being armed because they needed to be able to lynch them and abuse them and take their property and keep them in their place. Slaves in Rome couldn't be armed. And it all boils down to Nazi Germany. The citizenry couldn't be armed. Tyranny always disarms the population. Tyrants always disarm the population. And they claim it's for the children and your safety. They know where they have gun restrictions, they have higher crime rates. They know more guns, less crime. They know people being armed is what this country was founded about. The Revolutionary War started in 1775 because of gun confiscation. And now the public's on to them. Now you see major polls, whereas about half the public was for gun control a decade ago. Now 70%+ are against it. So they know they're losing the fight. So they're trying to come in and brainwash the public. Now, look at how scared Joseph Biden is and how he's taken back and freaked out by a slave with a rifle. And he says the guy's mentally ill and he's a CNN correspondent for YouTube. The guy's mentally ill and that he needs to have his gun confiscated. Here it is.
Attacking poverty, bringing people together, dealing with those kids in the ghettos that are heavy users of gun violence and are victims of gun violence, to make sure that this country attacks the core problems of poverty, having child care, bringing parents together.
Senator Biden, are you going to be able to keep his baby safe?
I tell you what, if that's his baby, he needs help. I think he just made an admission against self-interest. I don't know that he's mentally qualified to own that gun. No, I'm being serious. Look, this idea we go around talking about people who own. I'm the guy that originally wrote the assault weapons ban that became law, and then we got defeated. Then Dianne Feinstein went to town on it and did a great job. Look, we should be working with law enforcement right now to make sure that we protect people against people who don't are not capable of knowing what to do with a gun because they're either mentally imbalanced and or because they have a criminal record. And anyway.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Back it up. I mean, look at how threatened he is. I mean, he is so upset. And the White House has these questionnaires now for anybody working anywhere in the executive branch, even out to the White House. Do you own a firearm? Do you believe in the Second Amendment? And if they say yes, they're not being hired. It's okay to have the Secret Service guarding them with guns. It's okay for Biden to want to use the U.S. Army on the streets of America, and the Army openly admits that they're going to be waging war on the American people. They say we're preparing to engage the public. See, they trained you to accept this police state in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda. And then now they're baiting and switching, going, there's blonde-haired, blue Al-Qaeda everywhere. There's gun owners. There's militias. We've got to take their guns. And then we have Barack Obama's real gun record. And we're going to go over some of that now. Let's analyze this a little clip of this ABC News piece dealing with the record gun sales. And this is a month old. The gun sales are only accelerating now. And Obama's now coming out and saying, well, I'm for the Second Amendment. Under Chicago and D.C. laws, which means total ban. He says we have a right to reasonably restrict them, which means totally ban them. Because this is a criminal. This is a thug. He works for the elite, and his job is to disarm the slaves. Just like blacks couldn't own guns 150 years ago in this nation. First gun laws. Just like Native Americans. I mean, if Senator Biden was some army general out in South Dakota riding down and killing Native Americans, you know, they'd get freaked out. We got Indians with guns. We got free people with guns. They could defend themselves. They don't want to go to the reservations. They don't want to be disarmed. They don't want to be domesticated. They don't want to be given poison blankets. They don't want their inoculations. That's the modern system. So, oh my gosh, you know, a black with a gun, a Native American with a gun. It's the same thing, but we're all slaves now. So let's go ahead and go to this clip.
For the election, Colorado had to deal with 1,500 applications from new gun owners in a single day. That's a record. Glenn Parshall runs a gun store in Las Vegas. He says his customers aren't willing...
See, and that's what it is. I've had these cowardly gun dealers for years. When I walk in an Austin gun shop, no matter what gun shop it is, they'll say, Alex, I'm tired of you on the radio. I heard you... Number one, saying that Bush was for the assault weapons ban when he wasn't, and then there's always one clerk who goes, no, Bob, he was for it, you know, because they're in denial. And the next he'll say, well, I hear you say it's gun registration to fill out the NICS. That scares off customers. Then they go buy them from private sellers. And I'm like, well, if you got together as gun owners instead of having the Judas Coat NRA pose like they're your savior, but then always sell you out, you can get together as gun dealers and repeal these unconstitutional laws. It is a registration. They internally call the NICS system that. Now they want to put misdemeanors on it. And they know, long rifle, shotgun, or handgun, they know what you've got, where you live, where you're at. It is an application. It's turning a right into a privilege. And I have people in Texas come up to me who've lived there all their lives and go, Alex, how do I get a gun? How do I get a license to own one? See, they give you a concealed carry, and then people think you have to have a license to have a gun, period. That's how it started in New York. There's no license. We need Vermont style where they say it's the Second Amendment. But see, under Anglo-Saxon common law, under common law in Texas and everywhere else, you can have a shotgun, you can walk around with a handgun on your side, but the police will violate common law and swarm you, taser you, attack you. People try to take their rifle out, put it in their back seat of their car to go deer hunting. Cops show up because the neighbor sees a gun. They're watching sitcoms. They're watching the news. They're being conditioned that guns are illegal when they're not. And police will even ask you in Texas, you got a permit for that? There is no permit. A permit is a license to do something that would be illegal. It's a permission. Now, under the common law, in states that still follow it, I can carry a rifle publicly. Or a handgun. You understand? This is all lawyer tricks. But under common law, you cannot carry concealed weapons. So they come out with state laws to carry a concealed weapon. Under common law, you do need a license because that's illegal. You bear your arms openly as a freeman. That way it's an armed culture. Everybody accepts it. But see, first they make us treat it like it's pornography or something. We put in a black bag. We hide it. We're ashamed of it. See, now the moral authority's against it. and they trick you into going and getting a concealed carry when it turns a right into a privilege, instead of just demanding your right to carry a firearm. See how they play these legalese tricks? So, but notice this guy also says, yeah, maybe it's Obama people coming in and buying guns. Yeah, I've talked to a lot of gun dealers saying that that's happening even here in Texas. And this is happening because they all got on the hype bandwagon, and now they found out he really is for gun bans. And so they're even panicking. See, that's all part of the hype. It didn't matter. McCain was anti-gun, too. Don't think I'm for McCain here. They're both controlled. The point is, we're in trouble. Let's go back to the clip.
And to gamble their guns on Obama, even if they voted for him.
One of the strangest things that I've had happen the past few weeks was I've had a lot of people coming in here wearing Obama buttons and Obama t-shirts in here to buy guns. They tell me they're in here to buy them before he bans them. What's that telling you about it?
The run on guns comes despite the president-elect's assurances he will protect the right to bear arms.
The NRA has a different position.
Notice he says the NRA. It's never about the Second Amendment. It's never about the people. You know, every time they're having warrantless wiretaps, they say the ACLU doesn't like it. And that's a politicized organization that a lot of people don't like for other stances. See, they're minimizing you down to a subgroup. The NRA. The NRA was founded after the feds won the Civil War to arm paramilitary groups in the North to come in and carpetbag in the South. That's a fact. The NRA was founded as a gun control group. I've had Larry Pratt on to read those documents. They're the ones that got the Gun Control Act passed in 33. They are the ones that lobbied for the 68 Gun Control Act. You walk in one of these ignorant gun shop places and you tell them that, get out of here, commie! Hey, you think they could have got our guns and passed any gun control laws if the globalists didn't control our major group? The NRA is controlled. Does that mean their whole board's controlled? No. They get a good board member occasionally, and they'll always run them out. You understand? Now, we've got clip after clip of Obama saying, well, if it's reasonable. But again, he calls reasonable total gun ban. Let's go back to the just tyrant. I mean, he wants to disarm you. 100% of the time in history, that means they want to abuse you and dominate you and enslave you. I mean, they know why they're doing it. Nothing to do with the little kiddies and keeping them safe. Here it is.
My view is if we allow even the smallest concession, that somehow guns are going to be taken away from everybody. You know, if you subscribe to that view, then you're not going to agree with me. If, on the other hand, you're a gun owner here in South Dakota who uses your gun to hunt or to protect your family, and does so in a lawful way, then you have nothing to worry about for me.
But many gun owners remember something Obama said before.
Over and over again. Yeah, back up about 10 seconds. Over and over again, he says, nothing to worry about for me. And when Obama's lying particularly bad, he gets in this real trance like NPR. And that's a type of neuro-linguistic programming. They get in this real calm, soothing. I mean, this guy's programming. Everything's all right. But if you're reasonable, if you're a South Dakotan, he's talking to that group of people like, if you're part of this tribe, if you're a reasonable South Dakotan, whatever group he's talking to, like you, because you're a South Dakotan, you're special. He's hitting neurolinguistic programming. He's using tribal programs, local programming. I mean, it's all multifaceted, very deceptive. But then we have all these clips of him going, well, if you think we should just take all the guns at once unilaterally, that may not be constitutional, but we're going to take a lot of them. You know, I've got that clip. I mean, this guy passed bills and tried to pass bills to take all your guns, okay? He did that when he was in Illinois. He is a piece of filth. Here it is.
And does so in a lawful way, then you have nothing to worry about for me.
But many gun owners remember something Obama said before that.
People have been beaten down so long, and they feel so betrayed by government.
It's not surprising then that they get better when it comes to guns or religion.
The National Rifle Association has done its best to scare gun owners about Obama.
All right, stop right there. They've done their best to scare. Yeah, so they can look like they're the group you can trust, so they can get your millions of dollars a year in contributions, and then go Judas goat and sell you out. I mean, this ABC News piece isn't showing you all the bills he actually authored, word for word, with bill numbers. We're going to show that to you coming up. Here it is.
What Barack Obama called America's 80 million gun owners.
Don't tell me words don't matter.
Gun owners have their own word for Barack Obama. Obama voted four times to deny citizens the right of self-protection, even in their home.
Look at his voting record. Not his words. Don't listen to his words. Look at his actions. Look at his voting record. And if he had the ability, he'd take everything away. I guarantee it. I promise you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, if he had the ability. The only reason he doesn't is because people stand up to him and stop him to some degree. But he's going to have, with a Democratic, you know, Congress and everything, he's going to be able to push through whatever he wants to now.
He says he doesn't want to take them away.
He's lying through his teeth. Look at his voting record. Don't listen to his words. Look at his actions. That's all I have to say on about that.
Well, Barack Obama doesn't believe that the citizens have the right to own a handgun, period. He wants them only for law enforcement and for the military.
That's right.
And that just makes...
We're going to come back, folks, with his real record. Now, again, but they're telling you, oh, we don't want your guns, but we do want to ban them. I mean, he is for total gun ban. He has supported and voted and pushed for that. We're going to come back with the facts. Stay with us.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Federal agents, we are armed!
The United Nations on July 7th 2001 had a Unidair, United Nations Small Arms Disarmament Summit in New York City. And many times I read off the official UN website their agenda. And they stated that civilian ownership of firearms threatens, in their words, the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Power monopoly of the state. Only the government, which is illegitimate and doesn't do what the people want or what's constitutional, that only exists for foreign banks to use it as a suction proboscis to suck our economy dry. That's why tyrannical governments want your guns, want your weapons. For thousands of years, it's always the same. Because it threatens their power monopoly. Their power monopoly. They want a power monopoly. They don't want you to have a check and balance against them. And now, openly, I've had multiple congressmen on. Senator Inhofe, we played the audio. They were threatened with martial law. They didn't pass the bailout. The bailout was a total martial law for Wall Street. Wall Street took over the government, ladies and gentlemen. Congress has no authority now. Over $8.5 trillion have been stolen. And we haven't even gotten the new numbers in 3 weeks. I'm sure it's far worse now. So here is Obama's real record. This is a TV ad that ran during the election. And you can go pull up all these bill numbers, all of it. And this is 110% accurate. In fact, it's far worse than even this. Okay? And Bush didn't triple the size of the BATF for nothing. This has all been planned, all staged. Let's go ahead and go to that next clip. Here it is.
The right to bear arms is one of the fundamental ideals on which our nation was founded. Hard-working, law-abiding Americans have for generations enjoyed this freedom in their communities and with their families. But Barack Obama believes that many Americans simply cling to guns in times of economic distress. Speaking behind closed doors to an audience of San Francisco donors, Barack Obama said they cling to guns or religion as a way to explain their frustrations. Obama's anti-gun record is long. In 2004, he voted against legislation drafted to protect homeowners from prosecution in cases where they used a firearm to halt a home invasion. In 2003, he voted in support of legislation that would have effectively banned most of the privately held hunting shotguns, target rifles, and black powder rifles in Illinois. And in 1996, Obama supported a ban on the manufacture, sale, and possession of handguns. But now, Obama's running for president and claims no knowledge of this, even though his handwriting is all over it. Barack Obama, out of touch with American values.
All right.
Not ready to lead.
Look, he's not out of touch. He knows he's got a job to disarm the people. And no matter what administration it is, coming up, is fighting attacks on free speech. They're also attacking the First Amendment, both parties controlled by foreign interest. But I do want to encourage everybody out there listening on the AM and FM dial, shortwave internet satellite, on the streams at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And we put a lot into this TV studio, a lot into these two-hour live feeds we do, simulcasting the radio show. And I would encourage folks to go use your username and password, if you are a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, for 15 cents a day, to watch the show online right now, live. And also then we archive it each day in Flash and in Windows, and it really good encode, really high quality, high res, and we're going to up it even more in the near future there at PrisonPlanet.tv. And going into these hard economic times, more than ever, we need you to financially support us at PrisonPlanet.tv. So we still have the deal going. We can get 5+ months free right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.